Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, Ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 2 Peter, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Book of Job, chapter 38, verse 22 and 23, hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? You see, God's using these words in Job, and he's dressing Job down a little bit, just trying to help him realize you've been speaking out of school here. You've been a little bit forward in some of the things you've said. And he says, have you understood the treasures of the hail? Now, you'll find that the hailstones are going to break all the buildings up in this world. When God comes, it's one of the bold judgments of God. He's going to send 100-pound hailstones. He's going to destroy all the cities, all your houses and all the buildings. They're all going to be destroyed. This is the last thing he does right before Jesus comes. He's wiping out Babylon, the entire world system. He's going to wipe it all out. And Jesus is going to break the sky. He's going to have Armageddon. He's going to wipe them all out. Okay? Think about it. A lot of people are going to get dead just because of those hailstones. But there's going to be Armageddon. And when Armageddon occurs, around that very same time, they're all gathering against Israel, and then Jesus comes, and they try to go after him. Now, what are they going to have? Probably nuclear and atomic weapons, whatever. But they forget they're his. Okay, the atoms and the nuclei and all of the things that hold together, he's the one that treasures them. He's the one that's holding them in store. There can't nothing go boom if he doesn't let it go boom, all right? He's allowed us to come to a point in history where you can understand that one glass of water has enough atomic energy to power an entire city. That's the kind of power that is in the molecules in a glass of water. And there are really great big things going on in our world right now. You've heard of CERN, where they're trying to bust atoms at a super fast speed to see what can happen. There's a whole lot of things going on where man has become much more informed than he ever has been before. We wouldn't have known what this meant, that he reserved these things for fire. But now we know that there's a great deal of power in atoms. We all know that just intuitively from the atom bombs of World War II and various things and nuclear tests that they do. What the Bible says in verse 7, the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the word of God, by that same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. This is basically an indictment of the entire world, because when he does it, he's doing it against all the ungodly. Now, it doesn't happen until the end of the millennium. Okay, give me a second to get that cleared for your mind. The Battle of Armageddon happens. Jesus sets up a 1,000-year kingdom, and the devil's bound for 1,000 years. And at the end of the 1,000 years, there's one last moment. And it is at that time that these elements are going to melt with fervent heat, and there's going to be a great noise. And so we're seeing him say, these ungodly people, they're going to be blown up on the hillsides at the end of the millennium. And then the great white throne's going to be set, and that's when everybody will be judged. They'll get out of Hades, lost people. They're burning in Hades and holding place. And they're brought before the great white throne of God, and they are judged for their sins. You say, why wait? Well, you wait because their sins aren't done when you die. You put yokes of iron on your children, and they're going to put yokes of iron on their children, and they're going to put yokes of iron on their children. And you've told them, you believe this, you died believing this, you doubled down, said, I don't want Jesus, I don't need God, I'm good. And you told your kids and your friends and everybody that that's what you think, and everyone that was impacted by you. This is what makes hell make sense. Because we have to understand who he is so that we can help others find their way as well. We are from the 30,000 foot view. We see Adam and Eve. We see the entire world getting worse and worse. We see God interjecting. We see God intervening. We see Jesus coming as Emmanuel, God with us, literally right here, dying on a cross, raising from the dead, proving everything he said and having given us everything we need for our faith, we don't have any reason to disbelieve now. This is 2023 in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini. We base time on Jesus. You cannot go back, okay, we're going to change it to BC and ACE and all that common era. Yeah, you see how that works out for you. We all know, don't we? We all know. BC, AD. But the foolish are willfully ignorant. The Bible says that these elements are kept in store. All of the elements of earth and heaven are, by that same word, kept in store. The Bible says all things were created by Jesus, and by Him all things hold together. And He upholds all things by the word of His power. All of this is in His hands by His word. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And to as many as received Him, however, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, He gave the right to become children of God, even to those that believed in His name. Now listen, there is one way to heaven. It's the name of Jesus. The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved, but at the name of Jesus. That holy name that we take in vain in our world today on the highways and byways. Using words. I was in a restaurant the other day, just dropping in and getting in and out. I wasn't even going to be there very long. And one of the girls behind the thing, she said some expletive using God's name in such a profane way. A girl, a young girl, which, you know, is such a disgrace, right? For anybody. But when a young girl is there, she's already got a yoke of iron because she just thinks this is okay to do. That name of which God says every knee is going to bow and confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Bible says they're reserved. These treasuries are reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition. Judgment is what comes and perdition is what follows. They're going to be judged with great intensity. You remember this? This is the plague wherewith they shall be destroyed that stand against God in that day. Zechariah 14. While they're still standing, their tongues will melt in their holes, their eyes in their eyes, in their sockets, and they will melt, is literally melt with the sword still in hand before they ever hit the ground. Why? Because He takes their elements and He just lets them go. And the horror of that day makes it such that the Bible says the blood of that day will go to the horses' bridles. As the horses continue to stomp around, it's going to be splattering up all over. God is not squeamish. People who would say, well, where's the coming? You know, what's it? Like you said back in verses 4 and so forth. Where is the hope of His coming? All things have continued. They're just thumbing their nose at God and not realizing that it's not that He's squeamish. It's that He's loving. He's waiting. He waited 120 years. Noah, with steadfast countenance of faith, continued to hammer that nail and cut that wood for 120 years, and he never blinked. And that's why the Bible says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We can't be laissez-faire. We can't be the ones that God spoke of when Jesus was speaking. He said, even so, when the Son of Man comes, will He even find the faith on the earth? You know what the faith is? The faith is the body of truth of the faith. Not all this corrupted nonsense. Not all this licentiousness or legalism. Not all these different varieties of Christendom that take away Jesus' glory and try to make Michael and Jesus and Satan all brothers, and everybody's trying to be just one big happy family and they're trying to change everything. The body of truth will be so corrupted by the end times that you'll barely be able to find it. Jesus said, will I even be able to find the faith on the earth? The Bible says in verse 8, it says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Well, this ought to set us up in our seat. One thing. One thing. Don't you be ignorant. He says they're willfully ignorant, but don't be ignorant of this. Don't be missing this. He says that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. Now, there are people who like to take that and say, well, that means when He said He came radiant into the world in 6 days, it was 1,000. No, that is nowhere in His context. It was 6 literal days. That's why he told Israel, on 6 days you shall labor, and on the seventh you shall rest. For on 6 days I created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day I rested. And when they ask you, why are you resting on the seventh day? You can say, he created the earth in 6 days. Okay? He gave them a covenant. He gave them a mark. He gave them a ritual, all of which they could telegraph to the world around them, there is a God in heaven, and you will stand before him one day. Because if they asked you, why were you not trading Friday to Saturday? You would say, because of God. Now, when was the last time you had to say to somebody why you didn't do something or did do something was because of God? The Bible talks about this. It says, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks a hope that's within you. It says, let your moderation be known. And that doesn't mean moderation in drinking. It meant let your sweet reasonableness about life be known. That's what the word means. Moderation means sweet reasonableness. Why are you so nice to that person who treated you bad at work? Okay. Well, it's because of Jesus. You see, every time that you get bumped, God has got something for that. I mean, there's always something. God is never going to lose. You know, they say today, never fail to take advantage of a crisis. And you and I, we find ourselves in little crises all the time. Maybe we can just stop for a minute and say, Lord, what is this about? You know, and that's what people do after a while. After a while, why am I going through this, Lord? And you're not mad. You're just saying, what's going on? And what do I need to do? And many times you can lean in and begin to talk to the nurses and the doctors about Jesus, right? Because they're in there working on you and you're just trying to be helpful. But that's hard unless you've cultivated that discipline of knowing who he is and what he's up to. The Bible tells us in verse 8, it says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. You see, if you think, and this is answering the question, where is he? Where is the promise of his coming? For since the days of our fathers, all things continue as they ever were. He's answering the question now. Don't be ignorant of this, because if you're ignorant, just like if Noah didn't know it was 120 years, he would have been freaking out. He'd say, I was telling everybody he's coming, but it's going to be, he told me it's going to be 120 years. So I know it's 120 years, so I can just settle in. I can have my dinner tonight in peace because he said it was going to be 120 years. I'm not panicked and I'm not dissuaded. And the same thing is if you know that 1,000 years is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years. And by the way, when you look at it, it says one day first is like 1,000 years. Now you think about that. What he's telling us is that God sees every single issue that takes place on this earth today. Every single one of them in every place. That's what he's trying to amplify. He's saying, I saw you, I see you, I know you. Lost, saved. He makes it rain upon the just and the unjust alike. God sees everything in minute detail. Which means that you have an accountability for every minute detail. Every thought, every idle word, the Bible says, would be brought into account. 1,000 years is a day. Think about it. Your day today before God is like 1,000 years to him. He's sizing you and me up. You say, well, I am overwhelmed, and you should be, because it's when you get overwhelmed that you'll be driven to your knees. And it's when you get driven to your knees and you fall on that rock that you find exceeding great and precious promises. The Bible says when a man is born again, the Bible says you are complete in Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. How can this be?
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.